Welcome to the Coco Express, part of the Blog Talk Radio Network. Your host on the Coco Express is Aurelia Lyles. She's all about keeping it real. Great guests, interesting topics, so get on board. Listen, learn, live.
Hey, everybody, it's Saturday, it's Memorial Day weekend, and it is the next to last Saturday of the month, which is the 23rd of May, 2015, and it's not my time, it's time for Paradigm Shifters, Principles for Life and Success with Steve and Marilyn. Sit back, enjoy. Thank you.
Paradigm Shifters. Principles for Life and Success. Hosted by motivationalist Steve Duncanson. Start framing your tomorrows today.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Paradigm Shifters, Principles for Life and Success. I'm your host, Steve Duncanson. I'm really pleased to be here with you today. Not only am I here, but I also am happy to say that my co-host, Marilyn Ocasio, is here, too. How are you, Marilyn?
Hello, Steve. Hi, Aurelia. I'm doing wonderful. Thank you. And hello to all our knit listeners. How are you, Steve?
Everything's good. Everything's really well.
Great.
You know, in starting out our program today, I specifically want to make sure that we recognize this is we're at a holiday weekend, and it's actually Memorial Day weekend. And, you know, I saw a post recently on FB. We had a picture of a Marine kneeling down, handing a folded flag to a little boy. Obviously, that was a flag that draped his dad's coffin. And he's handing the flag to the little boy. And above the caption, it said, Memorial Day. And at the bottom, it said, in case you thought it was National Barbecue Day. And that really struck me because, you know, so often when holidays come about, we think about the celebration oftentimes more than what the cause for the holiday was, you know. And, you know, with all that's going on in our nation around the world, think about the sacrifices that the men and women in the armed forces make. You know, I wanted to make sure, at least, you know, for our show here, that we took time to ensure that people remember what Memorial Day is all about. It's those individuals that were willing to go fight for their country, do some things that many of us wouldn't want to do, right? They were willing to do that, leave their families so that we could be with ours. And so any of our listeners who themselves or family members who are in the armed forces, from Paradigm Shifters to all of you, thank you. We do appreciate you. We remember you. We remember the sacrifices that you make, and we are indeed grateful. We're grateful. Okay. I was holding on to that since I saw this post, and because I know I was guilty of being one of those that say, hey, yeah, where the party at? You know, where the barbecue? Let's get things started, right? Rather than really think about, you know, why we're able to have that liberty, you know, and what these men and women sacrifice on a daily basis so that we can do that. And Memorial Day, we give it to you. We want to make sure we don't forget to remember that. I don't know if you guys want to add something on that. But.
Yeah, thank you so much, Steve, for those kind words. It's so funny. I was just thinking the same thing this morning. And do people realize that it's more than just a three-day weekend and the barbecues? And, I mean, and that's all great, but to take the time and understand why, you know, we're celebrating this day and to really take the time to reflect and honor those that have made those sacrifices. And just as you mentioned, so I'm so glad that you said that, Steve, because sometimes we just need a reminder. I mean, most of us are living our lives on autopilot. We're so busy and, you know, we're just looking forward to it, the great weekends and the break and the barbecues. And like I said, that's all great. But, let us take the time to reflect on what this day is really all about.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah. You know, as we talk about things bigger than than the thing in the immediate, right? You know, I got to reference FB again. You know, I don't know if most people just, it's just a social network, but for me, I try to put things on my Facebook page that are of value, and I also look for value. The people who I friend and that I consistently make sure I read their posts are people not to just put funny stuff on, because, you know, I like to laugh, but I also want to be able to add value, right? You want to be able to lend value to people, so I want to make sure you put valuable things on. And so this week, I reposted something that two good buddies of mine from the NYPD, Kenny Fields and Tommy Finlayson, they posted. It was a video, and I don't know if any of you saw it. Hey, wait, are you guys friends on my page? Let me check y'all up. All right, but anyway, we'll give me more. All right, so, so it was a video of Jamie Foxx on the Steve Harvey show, his television show. And Jamie was talking about, well, you know, the question that Steve asked him was, what's some of the best advice you ever got in your life? And they even, so they broke down to a lot of different places they came, and they both agreed about advice that they'd gotten from Oprah, right? So he asked him, Steve asked Jamie about that advice. And so Jamie began to recount the story of when he was nominated for, first nominated, I mean, before he won it, was nominated for the Oscar for his playing Ray Charles. And you know what a great job he did in doing that. It was like really phenomenal.
It was awesome.
So Jamie, he was like fantastic, right? Mm-hmm. So Jamie was saying that when he was nominated, he said he never thought that he would win because there hadn't been a lead black lead male getting that, you know, that type of an award in years. So he said when he got the nomination, he said, "Oh, I know it's party time. You know, let me go party, let me celebrate." And he said he started kind of like going buck wild. He said Oprah called him and said, "Hey, Jamie," you know, he did an Oprah impression. He's like ridiculous. He can do impersonate anyone, right? So he can do impressions of anyone. So. She said, "Hey, Jamie, you're blowing it." And he was like, "Well," he said, "that's one, you know, you're blowing it." He said, "You know, I want to invite you over to my house. You know, I have a, you know, I want to invite you somewhere. I want to help you. I want to help you through this moment." He said, "This is a moment that you've got, and I want to help you through this moment." So she said they hooked up, and he took her over to Quincy Jones' house. He also shared with him, you know, what he thought and about the impact of what he's done and what this moment really means and all kinds of stuff like that. He said that also then they took him into also assembled at Quincy's house with several other Oscar or actors and actresses from the 50s, 60s, and 70s. And they began to share with him what this is really all about, the power of this moment and that stuff. And he said, then Oprah said to him, "When you're ready to meet the person who I really brought you here to see?" And Jamie was like, "Yeah." He said, "And over in a corner was Sidney Poitier." And then in recounting the story, Jamie, of course, does a Sidney Poitier impression that's really, like, unbelievable. But anyway, he said, Sidney said to him, he said, "I saw you at a party several years ago. Do you remember that?" And Jamie said, "Yeah." And he said, "Okay, good." He said, "You know, your performance, I watched your performance," and he said, "it made me grow 2 inches." He said, "It was really phenomenal." And he said, that, you know, that it was understand that the power of what you've accomplished. He said, "And Oprah and I, as a result of what this is all about, Oprah and I want to give you something." And he said, "I'm choking up thinking about it." He said, "We give you responsibility. We want to give to you responsibility to know and understand that there are those who've gone before and those who will come after you. And here in your moment, you have been bequeathed the responsibility of this moment." And as I thought about that, how often we miss the power of our moment because we're focused somewhere other than what's really important. You know, mm-hmm. Very often from I write things in my I have a note page in my my iPad, and one of the notes that I'd written in there said this. It said, in life, there are times when we select where we select the moment, then there are times when the moment selects us. The key mm-hmm. is to be ready when that moment or that moment arrives. For it is in that moment that our decisions, it is in that moment of our decisions that our destiny is shaped. Destiny, then, is not a matter of fate. It's a matter of preparedness. And preparedness for what? Preparedness for that moment when it comes. So there's the recognition of the moment and then being prepared when that moment comes. And I just, to me, that really, really resonated. It really struck because of us understanding for each and every one of us. We don't have to be a Sidney Poitier, a Jamie Foxx, or even the decisions that the men and women in the military have to make on the battlefield. Like, all of us have a moment, and we need to understand, recognize, and value the power and responsibility of that moment. And so this segment, the power of your moment.
Well, I had to take a deep breath. That's powerful, and that did something to me, because that's what I'm all about, and that's what I love share. That's a message that I love sharing with people about the moment of now and not missing it. I mean, so many of us are missing it. We're missing the whole point of the journey of life at this moment. And another thing that you say about being prepared, I believe that I don't believe in coincidences, and I believe that every person that you meet, every situation that you encounter is only a stepping stone toward something that is getting you ready for the next step in your future. And many times we go through a very difficult situation and it's not making sense to us and we don't understand why things are happening. And somewhere down the road, it could be years later, and then you say, so this is why I went through that situation,
right.
And this is why I met that person. And years later, you connect the dots, and the puzzle pieces come together, and it's all one masterpiece of our life. And, you know, life is it's a masterpiece, and it's puzzle pieces that we have to put together, and a lot of times we're not going to understand it, and things are going to come across our journey that we must remember that, you know, if we live our lives today with resentments from the past and worrying from the future, and, you know, we're so in our minds that we forget to just be, and like you said, have the responsibility of enjoying this moment now, because, like I said, you know, we're missing it. We miss it. We miss the moment, and so many times we miss opportunities, and because we're in our minds, and we're not just allowing the journey of life to take us where we're meant to be and to live our purpose. You know, we're gonna get off track many times, but once we, you know, get back on that track of where we are supposed to be, the blessings that are there waiting for us because we're on the right track, and we know that we're on the right track by the way that we're feeling. And our job on this earth right now is to feel happy and to feel good. And it's our responsibility to give that to ourselves because we deserve it.
Absolutely. You know, the there are so many sides to this, because there are times when individuals feel like a particular moment is the end, right? But as long as we're alive, that moment has significance for itself, yet there's a future that we can't lose sight of. So that means that we can't live for ourselves in any given moment. So, we know that the whole the progression of maturity in life is dependence, independence, and interdependence. So at that, when we were born, we are dependent on our parents. They teach us to grow up and be independent, to get out of their houses, right? And then, but full maturity is the aspect of understanding how we are interconnected. What we do impacts the other. And so that means as much as we are able to enjoy a moment, and a moment is important, there is a responsibility of that moment as well, moving us forward. And to not get stuck, because here's the thing, if something happens to someone and they put the wrong emphasis on that moment, they cause people sometimes to commit suicide. Like, oh my God, I blew it, you know, in that moment. Mm-hmm. But I believe, you know, God in all his wisdom knew what he was doing in giving us time 1 second at a time, right? Because imagine if you said, okay, here you are, here's all your years right there. You know, we blow it, we might blow it like, you know, being at a crap table. You know, yeah, give me 70 years on black, right? Boom, and you blow it, right? So, but we have, he breaks it up into seconds. And so, again, I think there's an important balance there of recognizing a moment, the power of it, how it prepares you for what's going to go on beyond what happened there. But what happened there is important. You mentioned earlier on about the power of now, right? And not the book per se, right?
Yeah.
But understanding its value. And so certainly now is important. It is important. It isn't the end-all, be-all, but there is a responsibility to be recognized in the moment. And then also the aspect of what it takes to be prepared for the various moments when they come. You know, mm-hmm. I think I referenced once before in Greek the words chronos having to do with time as it relates to a clock, the passage of time chronologically. Then there's kairos, which has to do with a moment in time, a singular or pivotal, impactful moment in time. And so there's the need to for us to be prepared for it, to be responsible with it, to recognize it, to value it, and to put the proper emphasis on it. So that we do what needs to be done in the moment, in the now, recognizing how that has impact for us being able to move forward. You know, those critical decisions. Yet, if we blow, and again, God's grace, if we blow it in the moment, oftentimes, for more often than not, we get additional opportunities. Right? We get additional opportunities. It might not be the same opportunity. But in the grace of the Almighty, we often get additional opportunities, but that doesn't mean we can be frivolous with the one we've got. You know, where Sidney Poitier told Jamie, we pass on to you responsibility here, given the moment that he was in. Yeah, mm-hmm. For each and every one of us, they're the ones that we have as well, and. And we've got to be aware that we've got to value them. We've got to recognize them when they come.
Yes. Marianne Williamson, in one of her books called The Gift of Change, because we all go through change. Life is all about changes. And she said every situation comes bearing a gift, a chance to become who we really want to be and to live the lives we really want to live. And ultimately, that's what we're all searching for, to be who we really want to be and to live the life that we want to live. And, you know, ultimately, we're all searching for joy. We're all searching for happiness. That's what everybody wants. And we have to ask ourselves in that moment when we don't feel that joy and we don't feel that happiness, you know, what's missing? And a lot of times is, you know, feeding ourselves spiritually, because we may feed ourselves physically, mentally, but what about emotionally and spiritually? And to know that where God is, where we are, God is everywhere. And when we seek for those answers and we search, and God has those answers for us, and they're right inside of us. And we know this, so, right? We know this, but the reason that we don't do it is because we are not disciplined enough to take the time to grow spiritually, to take that time to meditate, to take that time to read the Proverbs, and I'll say it again, to take the responsibility of being in the now, of being in stillness and having that moment of silence with yourself to find those answers. And when we do that, we can find so many answers and find peace and become the great person that we were meant to be, because we all have a greatness inside of us. We all have it. And I saw a picture the other day with a really cute little girl and a sign that said, every child is born with a gift. Some take longer, a little longer to unwrap those gifts. So, and you know, it applies to each and every one of us, no matter how old we are. We all have a gift. We all have some, you know, greatness in us and unique talents and abilities and, you know, and find those things that make us happy and that bring us joy and do those things. And, you know, to give that to ourselves. But it comes
no
down
doubt.
To spirituality, to feeding our spirit and our soul, because that's what a lot of us are missing.
Yeah, all that lends itself, again, towards the preparation, knowing that, you know, the preparation oftentimes isn't necessarily a pleasant part of the job. You know, think about athletes, students, you know, we're at the graduation time of the year, right? And a lot of friends and family are now being recognized for all the work they put in through the cold season, right? And the fact that you know, it was hard. It was hard, yet they were able to persevere through it because they weren't thinking about where they are, but ultimately where they're going, and seizing it and doing what's necessary to be able to capitalize on it for the value that it brings in the future. It looks like we've got some callers on the line. Aurelia, you want to direct that aspect for us? We'd certainly be willing to. Oh, okay. So they want to listen, not speak. Well, we're glad they're on. thank you for listening.
I want to say hello to all of our listeners, and I think one of them is my lovely aunt. I call her Titi Loli. She's my aunt Lola, and she's in the beautiful state, sunny Florida. And I spoke with her this morning, and I love her so much, and I'm grateful that she's. I'm pretty sure she's on the line. So.
All right. Well, I certainly want to greet you, Titi. How are you, Titi? Glad you're on.
Yeah.
Glad you're on the line. but you know, I once again, you know, we talk about this many times on the show about the perturbation process, the process of difficulty, challenge that it takes to be ready for a moment when it comes. Right. And it's the willingness to do that. It's the maturity to recognize that anyone that's going to experience a high level of impact of their moment has spent hours and hours and hours preparing for that. The many no's that they went through, the things they had to deny themselves. Right. And so one would think, oh, because I did all this now, I deserve to do X, Y, and Z. But even what Jamie was saying in that point in time, what Sydney was saying to him, yeah, okay, you have a party. He said, but understand that it's not just about you. You deliver that moment. We get it. But it's not just for you because, as Dr. King said, we live in an inescapable network of mutuality. That what I do affects you, what you do affects me, that none of us live to ourselves as human beings, that we require relationship. And we can only find out how we really are in relationship with others, right, in connection with others. And so we don't have the right to be selfish in that moment. The moment might belong to us, yet it's almost like it comes through us, but doesn't belong to us. Does that make sense? I mean, it's kind of like parents, right? These are my kids. I'll take you out because I brought you in. No, parents are vessels. Parents are vessels that their children go through, right? Mm-hmm. I believe it's similar with regard to that, which is why I believe individuals being conceited and gassed about themselves, get over you, because what's all said and done is not only about you, right? But as much as one might be able to enjoy, a moment of time, you know, recognize what that's really about, and how many others have sacrificed so that you could have that moment, which is why there's so much responsibility in the moment, right? None of us has the right to, you know, act out because none of us have no such thing as a self-made person, because all of us have had contributors, some that we're aware of and some not. There's some doors open for us that we don't even know who was that opened it. We just know that it's open. And now we walk through it. And it's easy, especially living here in America, to take for granted how blessed we are with the freedom that we have. Mm-hmm. Right? And with freedom comes responsibility. I think, again, linking Memorial Day and those sacrifices with the responsibility of Jamie in the moment of being nominated and winning that Oscar, it really bridges, creates a connection here that wherever we find ourselves in life, we can and should be able to relate to whatever level we're on, because someone is always watching this, right? Mm-hmm. We never know who's watching, and therefore we're always having some sort of influence on others. So we've got about 2.5 minutes like left on the show. So, Marilyn, you have any closing thoughts?
Yeah, sure. I would like to close by saying that just another reminder that life is all about learning. It's all about growing. It's a journey, and it's a journey that we have to choose to live with love and not fear. There's a lot of darkness in the world, and we have to choose the light and be the light because it's overpowering. And we have to count our blessings each and every day. Just as you said, you know, we are blessed to live in this country, but to look at our blessings every single day, and let's not forget about the beautiful sunsets that we can see and about the health that we have and, you know, all the things that we can count as blessings that we just seem to forget because we get caught up in that moment. So let's focus on our blessings today, each and every day, and give ourselves the life of joy and responsibility of, you know, making that choice of living with love and joy.
Thank you very much, Marilyn. Mm-hmm. My final words really going to be some words that I opened up with so that they resonate in our thinking. That being, in life, there are times where we select the moment. Then there are times when the moment selects us. The key is to be ready when that moment arrives, for it is in the moments of our decisions that our destiny is shaped. Destiny, then, is not a matter of fate. It's a matter of preparedness. In each and every day is a preparation for that moment for which we're responsible to pay forward. Listeners, thank you so very much again for being on the line with us. Those of you that tuned in today, those that will listen, we greatly appreciate you. We look forward to being with you again next month on Paradigm Shifters, Principles for Life and Success. God bless. Take care.
Bye, everyone.
That's our show for today. So until next time, keep it real, listen, learn, and live.
Hello? Hello?